everybody's okay after the other night. So we've got the full mob to pick from.
How demanding have these first two games been for you and for the squad?
I think the size of the games, they were always going to be demanding. I think obviously what rested on the games, we knew there were going to be two big games for us, two massive games with regards to where we wanted to get at the end of the season. And obviously we got off to a great start against Swindon. I thought we were excellent again the other night against Brentford. I think obviously it shows the position we're in when we're disappointed, that we've not took 6 points out of six, particularly the way we got ourselves back in the game. For them to get a late equaliser, is disappointing. But I think it's the main thing is the response from the players after going 1-0 down. At home, 23,500 people there. It's them times when you look at the players and you want a reaction. And there's one thing that we got second half, and we got a reaction from everybody. The three lads that came on. Very similar to Saturday, they come on and they show the worth of the squad.
Was it a sombre mood in that dressing room the other night? At first, anyway.
Yeah, I think it's always going to be at first because you've been 2-1 up against one of your biggest rivals for promotion, and the lads knew that we should have won the game, but that didn't last for long. Obviously. I got straight into them. I spoke to them, and the good thing is that they fully agreed with everything that I was saying to them. I think the response that we got, the way we took the game to them, we get ourselves back in it. And like I said, we know we should see the game through, but doing it and it's a different thing. But I, like I said after to your Paul, I think even if you're a realist, you sit down and look at it and say, right, well. Two games, Swindon, Brentford. When we were sat at that board meeting last Thursday, if I'd have been sat there thinking, would you have 4 points out of the next six? Then we'd have took it, because we've got three games left now and three games that we've got to go and win.
Can they give you any more, these players, more than what they've given you in the first two?
They can always give me more. I think you've always got to ask for more. You've always got to demand more. One thing we've got, Paul, is we've got. We've got an excellent set of players, both technically and with the desire they've got to get this club where we want to go. I said to you, it's not just something that started last week. It's something that's basically started two seasons ago. When we set off on that trip, to try and get the club back in the Championship. And there's been a lot of hard work done. We've got ourselves in a fantastic position to keep pushing for that automatic spot, I just think it's one of them. Sometimes you're better being the hunter rather than the hunted. Yeah.
I want to know a bit more about what you've done in the two games, because there has been a noticeable change in the way you've gone at teams, and little things within a game. Fullbacks seem to be getting higher up the pitch. Kitson doesn't seem to be playing as deep as perhaps he had done previously. Are these the kind of things that you have changed?
I spoke to the fullbacks. Obviously, I decided straight away that I wanted to go with Kitson and Porter. I think if you go in with them two players, we've got to get crosses in the box. I think if Kits was coming too deep, if we're putting crosses in the box, there's no good Kits being outside of it. We need Kits and Ports in the box. I said to you, basically, I asked them to be positive. The front lads, the two strikers, the two wide lads, just go and be positive. Get us crosses in the box, get shots on goal, put teams under pressure. Particularly at home, I think, you put teams under pressure and teams will crack. I think if you sit off teams and teams come to Bramall Lane, I've never known a team come to Bramall Lane and sit there and think, oh, this is nice and comfortable. It shouldn't be that way.
And do you think teams recently have?
I think with the results we've had with the nil nils, I think teams have come, and what teams have done is they've been well organised against us. They've been set up, and I think the longer the game goes on and you're keeping a clean sheet as an away team, the longer the game goes on, the more confidence you get. And that's what we've tried to do. We've tried to come out of the traps early. We've tried to put teams straight on the back foot. Brentford the other night, we went at them. We knew they'd be dangerous. We knew you know, they got good attacking options. But you know what we didn't want to change it. You know, that's our style. That's how we want to play. You know, and we got straight at them.
Mm. What kind of response have you had from the group in the last couple of games, and how's it been for you, I guess, making that step up from what you were doing before to suddenly being the boss? Has that been challenging?
It has been challenging, yeah. There's challenges, there's pressures, but again, you know, if you're in football and you're in professional football and you want to go and play, coach, manage at a high level, then you've got to get used to pressures. You know, the one thing I've had is I've had a great response from the players and as well, you know, and the staff, you know, and everything's important. You know, obviously, once the changes happened last week, you know, I just got everybody together and said about the hard work that we'd put in and that we weren't going to let it slip through his fingers. We were going to do everything that we could, you know, to finish the job we'd started.
Mm. And going on from here, obviously no Harry Maguire this weekend. How is that going to affect things? And is it just as simple as moving Matt Hill inside and Higginbottom in at left back? Is that in your thoughts?
Yeah, we've got different options, Paul. You know, we've got two fullbacks. We've got Darryl Westlake. We've got Callum McFadden. We've got Danny Higginbottom. So you know, it's options that we'll have to go through and have a look and think what best suits us.
Kennedy, is he in the mix?
Yeah, Tell. You know, I pulled Tell out of the under-21 game yesterday because obviously the last thing we wanted was, you know, Tell picking an injury up in the reserve game. Mm. You know, so we've got the group. You know, I've got in my mind a team, you know, that I'm going to work on this morning. But obviously we've got options, Paul. We've got options. So you know, again, what I'll do is I'll pick a team that I think's our strongest 11, and pick a team that I think can go to Portsmouth and win the game.
Will the philosophy be the same, going away from home as opposed to being at home?
Yeah, I think obviously as an away team, you always have to respect the home team. We know tomorrow that Fratton Park's always, you know, a great atmosphere to play in. You know, they've obviously had the relegation confirmed this week. You know, but what they've also had is, you know, the supporters trust have got together. You know, they've saved the club. You know, and I saw the support they had at Brentford in the away end last week. You know, and one thing they always do down at Portsmouth is they get behind the team. You know, so we've got to be cute. We've got to be clever the way we go about as business. You know, we've had great success away from home this season. You know, going away. Setting a stall out, being hard to beat, but we know that we've always got options on the break, and you know, we'll always create chances.
They'll want to be positive, won't they? I think you hit on it there about the fans acquiring the club. The players, I think, will perhaps want to do something for the fans. It might give them that added bit of motivation, won't it?
I think they will. Yeah, I think they've had a lot of support, you know, and the players will appreciate that. You know, the players of, you know, the club, the players, the club, everybody attached with Portsmouth have been in a, you know, a very tough position, you know, and they've all stuck together, they've worked hard for each other, you know, and I think that's one of the big things that you see when you see them playing, you know. So again, you know, Paul, we'll always respect everybody, we'll always respect, you know, but I think from our point of view, it'll be important, you know, our mindset and how we prepare for all that. You know, what we'll do is we'll be very single-minded, we'll take all them factors, you know, into consideration, you know, but it's about us. I said it to them, you know, after the game on Tuesday night. For me, it's about what we do.
And they're all winnable, aren't they? Without being disrespectful to the opposition, you look at the three games: Portsmouth, Crewe, Preston. They are all winnable games. You would fancy yourselves in those games, surely?
We always fancy ourselves to beat anybody. You know, like I just said, Swindon and Brentford at home. You know, two tough tests, and you know, we were very confident that we'd win the games. I think what Portsmouth, Crewe and Preston bring is, you know, different types of games.
Mm.
You know, you've got Portsmouth who've just been relegated. You know, what response are you going to get? You know, you've got Crewe on the back of a Wembley win and a trophy. You know, them mid-table. You know, so all of a sudden they're playing with no fear. They're playing, you know, not seeing the season out, but, you know, they're playing with a certain element of enjoyment. You know, and I think Preston will be very similar. Mm. You know, but all three teams bring different challenges. You know, they've all got good players, and you have to respect that.
How do you see it at the top? Are you still maintaining that it's going to go to the last day? You can take it there.
I think it will. Yeah, I said to you the other night that hasn't changed. I still think that we'll be sat in that dressing room before the Preston game with everything still to play for. You know, we'll, you know, let's see what happens.
And have you given any extra thought as to what happens after these? Well, it'll be five games by the time you've taken it through, possibly a little bit more, hopefully not. Have you given any thought about what you want to do, manager-wise?
No. Nothing's changed on that point of view. You know, what I've said is that we will do everything we can within these next games, one way or another, to get promoted. I think that's the short term is what here. The short term is what we can deal with. You know, and once we've done all that, and once you know all that's out of the way, then I think what we'll do is we'll sit down and discuss which way we're going to go forward.
But you've sampled it now. Is it for you?
But yeah, I'm not going to sit here and lie to you. I've loved every minute of it. You know, I think people have been in touch and people have said enjoy it, be yourself, and they, you know, and one thing I have done is I've enjoyed myself. It's always easier, you know, when you've got a good set of players. I think you know, anybody that's going to be a good coach or a good manager needs good players. You know, and that's one thing we've got.
Have you learned much about yourself?
I think I've been too busy learning about everybody else. You know, I think looking at everybody else, analysing everybody else, and so no, I don't think I particularly learnt a great deal about myself. I think you always know, you know, your inner strengths, and you know that what your core beliefs are. You know, and I think if the players see your honesty and the players see what you're all about, and you know, and you look them in the eye and you know, they know that where you're coming from, then they'll go along with you. I think, you know, obviously I've sat in that dressing room, Paul. I think the minute that people start doing things that's not them, you know, or saying things, you know, and players are not stupid. Players will see straight through you. So I'll be myself. They know, you know, obviously I've got to learn quickly, you know, because different challenges are coming up all the time. But you know, that's all part and parcel of the job.
Final one from me, Mark Howard. When Danny was here, he said he was going to be out for the season. I noticed before the Crawley game, I think it was, he was kind of doing a bit of a warm-up routine with Darren.
Yep.
On the side of the pitch. Is he actually ahead of schedule now? Where is he in his recovery?
He played 45 minutes yesterday of an under-21 game. You know, so basically we're just keeping him on, you know, on that trail to getting him in a position where he's happy, you know, for the summer. You know, I think he'll, you know, he's had a lot of time off, so the summer for Mark will be a summer of work. You know, obviously he'll need his rest, but he's got to get on top of things, you know, to be ready for the start of next season. You know, but I think with Mark, we just want to get him in a position where if he's needed, then, you know, we can call on him.
This season?
Well, hopefully we'll not need him this season. You know, but he's there. Like I said yesterday, he played 45 minutes yesterday. Obviously, he was a little bit rusty. We know that he's been out since October. But we'll keep working on him. We'll keep bringing him on slowly. You know, the last thing we want to do, particularly with the nature of the injury that he had, you know, being a kicking muscle. You know, everybody kicking in the modern game is a big part of a goalkeeper's role. So we've just got to be careful with him.